Jamaica's economy records second highest quarterly growth in 2 years. Hear why on today's program as we continue going for growth. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The Jamaican economy grew by an estimated 1.8% in the April to June quarter compared to the same period last year. The outturn represents the strongest quarterly growth in almost 2 years since July to September 2016.
The outturn for the April to June 2018 quarter largely reflected 1. Improved weather conditions, which facilitated increased output in industries such as agriculture, forestry and fishing, and electricity and water supply. 2. The positive impact of resumption of operations at Jamaica's largest alumina refinery, which strengthened the pace of growth. And 3. Higher levels of construction activities associated with road rehabilitation and construction, increased residential construction activities, and the construction and renovation of commercial buildings.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry. The mining and quarrying industry, which grew by 30%, contributed the lion's share to the estimated 1.8% growth. The goods-producing industry, under which it falls, is estimated to have grown by 5.7% relative to last year, as a result of that performance and that of the agriculture, forestry and fishing industry, which grew by an estimated 10%.
Alumina production increased by 36.3% to 581.3 kilotons, resulting in an increase in the average capacity utilization rate at alumina refineries by 16.6 percentage points to 62.5%. This reflected the resumption of production at Alpart, which recorded no production in the corresponding quarter of 2017. There was an expansion in crude bauxite production of 9.3%.
The construction industry grew by 1.2%, while manufacture contracted by 0.4%. In the meantime, the services industry was estimated to have grown by 0.5% relative to the corresponding quarter in 2017. Sectors recording growth in this industry were electricity and water supply, going up 0.7%, transport, storage and communication, 1.5%, wholesale and retail trade, repair and installation of machinery, WR trim, 0.5%, and finance and insurance services, up 1%.
Real value added for the hotels and restaurants industry declined by an estimated 1.5%, reflecting the combined effect of an increase in stopover arrivals, up 5.2%, of which foreign national arrivals increased by 4.9%, and a decline in the average length of stay by 6.7% to 7.5 nights. The increase in stopover arrivals reflected stronger performance from Jamaica's main source markets. The USA, up 6.3%, Europe, up 4.2%, and Canada, up 3.6%.
Despite the increase in stopover arrivals, the decline in real value added for hotels and restaurants may be attributed to a developing trend where visitors are seeking to maximize their experience through shorter stays and multiple destinations. On the other hand, cruise passenger arrivals increased by 3% to a little over 356,000 persons. For January to June 2018, real GDP is estimated to have increased by 1.6% relative to the corresponding period last year. That was a result of the 0.7% growth in the services industry and another 4.2% growth in the goods-producing industry.
Higher output was estimated for all industries. The industries with the largest increases during the period were mining and quarrying, up 27.9%, and agriculture, up 5.3%.
And real GDP growth is projected to be within the range of 1.5% to 2.5% for the July to September 2018 quarter.
Specifically, growth in the short term is expected to be driven by 1. Mining and quarrying, 2. Construction, 3. Hotels and restaurants, facilitated by increased room stock as a result of the expansion of existing properties and the construction of new hotels.
PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan on behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.